Poem sorpresa. Your heart will drown in the love of Mustafa. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel Once again welcome you in Silsila Poems of Raza Alhamdulillah we are here with another beautiful kalam But let's do few good intentions before we proceed ahead towards our main topic and kalam. The Islamic brothers, it is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. So, if you don't have no intention before performing any permissible or good deed, then you are not rewarded. I make the intention that inshallah azza wa jal I will present this silsila for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And inshallah you can make an intention that you will be with us from start till end. You will remember what you learn, you will act upon, and you will pass this knowledge on to others too. Inshallah azza wa jal. Today we are here with another beautiful kalam and few beautiful roses from the gardens of the poetry of Imam Ahl Sunnah. Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. Let's find out which kalam we've got today for you.
Hum khaki hain aur khaki hi maa hai hamara. Hum khaki hain aur khaki hi maa hai hamara. Hum khaki hain aur
Beautiful. Islamic brothers, yes, today we've got a kalam. Hum khaak hain aur khaak hi ma'wa hai hamara. Khaaki to wo aadam jade aala hai hamara. Here Al Hazrat Ali Rahma has brought a beautiful word which has been repeated quite often in this kalam and you'll be hearing this. That is khaak. Khaak is dust. And subhanallah, in many different meanings and different idiomatic ways Al-Hazrat has brought this word. And inshallah, by the time the program proceeds ahead, you'll be finding out the beautiful secrets and beautiful words, how Al-Hazrat has brought these beautiful pearls together in the form of a poetry. So, here the word, as I said, khak is dust. And then Al-Hazrat has written a word, ma'wa. Ma'wa is Tikana, it's also known as a place of refuge, it is also known as, and it is also known as origin or a source, ma'wa. And then there is another word which is jade a'la. Jade a'la is that the forefathers or the first grand, the top grandfather, jade a'la, or forefathers, right? And the word Adam has been used, which refers to Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wa salam. So what Al-Hazrat Ali Rahma is saying here, we are dust. And indeed our refuge is the dust. Indeed our forefather Adam was also created from dust. So Al-Hazrat Ali Rahma is talking about our origin, our source, our ma'wa, actually that comes from dust, that comes from clay. So Al-Hazrat Ali Rahma is saying, we are dust indeed. Not only we are dust, rather our Jaddi Ala, our forefathers, they have also been created from dust, from the clay. And definitely, subhanAllah, the human being, they have been created from clay, they have been created from dust. And we find it in Quran too. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ in another place, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala talks about our creation, how we have been created, where we'll be. We have been created with clay, with dust, and we'll have to go back to this dust, and then we will be taken out. We'll be resurrected from the same dust back on the Day of Judgment. And Allah Ta'ala says, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And the same context, our creation, the human being's creation, is mentioned in another ayah where the shaitan, the devil, he had said that خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينِ. So, the Islamic brothers, these are the ayahs of the Quran which mention our origin, that is from dust. And this is what Allah Hazrat is saying, that we are dust indeed. And our creation is from dust. Not only that, our forefathers, our Jadi Allah, Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, was also created from dust. Hum khaak hain aur khaak hi ma'wa hai hamara.
Hum khaak hain aur khaak hi ma'wa hai hamara. Khaak hi to wo Adam jaise aala hai hamara. Khaak hi to wo Adam jaise aala hai hamara.
Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the next couplet which we are going to discuss in this kalam, that is, Kham ho gayi pushte falak istane zameen se. Kham ho gayi pushte falak istane zameen se. Sun hum pe Madina hai wo rutba hai hamara. Sun hum pe Madina hai wo rutba hai hamara. My dear Islamic brothers, this is one of the beautiful couplets, subhanallah, of this kalam. And what Allah Hazrat is talking about, there is a beautiful conversation between earth and the sky. This is what Allah Hazrat has discussed here. Allah Hazrat says, the sky's back bent over upon the critic from the earth, that listen, upon me is Medina, such is the excellence afforded to me. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, this couplet of Sayyidi Allah Hazrat is amazing. We all know that the presence of the sky above the earth portrays a sense of superiority and special excellence. The sky is high above everything else. The angels descend from the skies, and blessings of Allah descend through the skies, and radiance which is on the earth depends because of sky, because moon is there, star is there, sun is there. Subhanallah. In other words, we need stars to guide us and to help us navigate our path. And these bright stars are in the sky. We look forward to a moonlit night to ease the darkness of the night. And the moon which gives us this light is in the sky. In this couplet, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma is saying that the sky is high above the earth and looks down over the earth, whereas the earth and those on the earth have to look up to the sky's beauty. And all this makes the sky feel very special and superior. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat then comments on behalf of the earth in this couplet, in which he says, O sky, you have the sun and the moon and the stars and all good. So yes, indeed you are very blessed and high above me, but have you forgotten that upon me is Medina? In other words, have you forgotten that upon me is the blessed city in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is residing? Allahu Akbar. There is none in the creation more exalted than Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and he is resting on me, meaning on earth. And all the stars and sun and moon and angels attain their light and blessings through the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O dear sky, remember that you are indeed high, and all the lamps of the world are in you, but the sun and the lamps which brightens, and the one to whom all these lamps gain their light is upon me. In other words, upon me is Medina, such is the excellence afforded to me. Sun hum pe Medina hai rutba hai hamara. We know that every day 70,000 angels descend in the morning and 70,000 angels descend in the evening upon Rauda-e-Anwar of Nabi Kareem alayhi salam, so that they may attain the blessings of the Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. To achieve this special blessing, they have to leave the heights of the heaven and descend towards the earth. Subhanallah. This scripture shows the excellence of the earth and shares a critical point. It tells us and reminds us that always remember, no matter how bright and how radiant all the lamps of the world may be, they all are shining, glowing and glittering because of the noor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, what had happened? You know, the Asman, which is known as sky, right? It is, whenever you look, it looks like bented. Its buck is bent. Why? Because when the earth told the sky that no doubt you have got moon, you have got stars, you have got angels coming through and descending, the blessings coming through you, you've got radiance and everything, subhanallah. But remember, listen, on me is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam is residing on me, so I am more blessed, subhanallah. This is what Al-Hazr says, Kham ho gayi pushte falak istane zami se, sun hum pe madina hai wo, rutba hai hamara.
Kham ho gayi pushte falak istane zami se, sun hum pe madina hai wo rutba hai hamara, sun hum pe madina hai wo rutba hai hamara.
Subhanallah, the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, and in the beautiful couplet of this kalam, jis khaak pe rakhte the qadam sayyid e alam, jis khaak pe rakhte the qadam sayyid e alam, us khaak pe qurban dil e shaida hai hamara, us khaak pe qurban dil e shaida hai hamara. Subhanallah. In this couplet, Al-Hazr is saying, the dust on which the leader of the world, sayyid e alam, leader of the world, the dust on which the leader of the world placed his sacred feet, upon that dust is sacrificed our aesthetic heart. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in this couplet of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatu Rahman has mentioned four beautiful points. Number one is, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leader of the world. Sayyid-e alam, leader of the world. The second point is the distinction of the sacred feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And the third is the sacredness of the dust on which the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has kept his sacred feet. And the fourth is the condition of a heart which is indulged in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sayyid-e Alam. The treasures of this world, even both worlds, they have been granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The keys to the treasure of the Allah have been blessed to Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is reported in Bukhari Sharif on the authority of Hazrat Ubaidah bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The words which discuss this are, and by Allah, I'm looking at my fountain right now, and I have been given the keys to the treasures of the earth. Subhanallah. These words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam show that the treasures of the Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they have been granted, the keys of the treasures of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they have been granted to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif from Muslim Sharif on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the leader of the children of Adam alayhi salam. Sayyid-e alam. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, I am the leader of the people both on this earth and in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. And I do not say this out of pride. Allah, Allah. This was the ajzi, inkisari, humbleness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What rutbah, what shan, what exalted status he is given by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yet he is humble in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This itself is a separate distinction of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And further, many Islamic brothers, in this couplet, Ala Hazrat has talked about the dust. It is the sacred dust which has come into contact with the sacred feet of Sayyidul Mursaleen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Ta'ala, Alayhi wa Alihi wa Sallam. Hence we come to know that none has more beautiful set of feet than beloved Rasul, Sallallahu Ta'ala, Alayhi wa Alihi wa Sallam. What can you talk about the blessed feet of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? These are the sacred feet in which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam journeyed into the heights and heavens on the eve of Mi'raj. These are the sacred feet in which marked the Mi'raj of Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam, when on the eve of Mi'raj, to gain the blessed attention of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he touched them with his forehead and then kiss the blessed and sacred feet of our master Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the shan and status and maqam of the blessed feet of Mustafa. Allahu Akbar. The Sayyidul Malaika, the leader of the angels, he comes and kisses the blessed feet of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These are the sacred feet concerning which Hazrat Abu Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, after him I have never seen feet more beautiful than the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is why Ala says in another couplet, Gore gore pao chamka do khuda ke waaste noor ka tadka ho pyare gor ki shamshantar hai. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, because when you talk about the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then you get excited and you want to mention more and more and more because you feel the sweetness in your tongue. Allahu Akbar, the blessed zikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it is mentioned, you feel the sweetness in your heart. And then another beautiful point in the same very couplet, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he has mentioned, the so sacred is the dust on which our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam places his blessed feet. That is, the great scholars have mentioned that the sacred dust is the cure for all the illnesses and the means of tremendous blessings. It is proven from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the dust of Medina is a blessing and shifa, and this is indeed through the blessings of the sacred feet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Islamic brothers, the blessed feet of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when touched the earth of Medina, the soil of Medina, the dust of Medina, when they kissed the blessed feet of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has got shifa in it, Allahu Akbar. It has got cure in it. And Ashiqi Rasool says, Na ho aram jis bimar ko sare zamane se. Na ho aram jis bimar ko sare zamane se. Utha le jaye thodi khaas unke aastane se. No doubt there is a cure in the dust of Medina, because that dust has kissed the blessed feet of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And my dear Islamic brothers, there is a narration of Bukhari on the authority of Sayyiduna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam used to say, Allah's name we begin with, the soil of our land and some of our saliva cures our ill by the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, you see, actually the nisbat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that makes everything special. Allahu Akbar. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkatul Mukarrama, that city was blessed. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Madinatul Nabi, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Right now, Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam is resting. The Madinatul Nabi, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima, has got its own blessed sacred status. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on Mi'raj, when the blessed feet of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched the sky, then sky got its status. So everything is because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Jis khaak pe rakhte thi qadam sayyid alam, jis khaak pe rakhte thi qadam sayyid alam, us khaak pe qurban dile shaida hai hamara.
Jis khaak pe rakhte thi qadam sayyid alam, us khaak pe qurban dile shaida hai hamara. Is khaak pe qurban dile shaida hai hamara.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, another beautiful couplet. Usne lakabe khaak shahin shah se paya, usne lakabe khaak shahin shah se paya, jo haydare karrar ke maula hai hamara, jo haydare karrar ke maula hai hamara. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, in this couplet, Al Hazrat Ali Rahma has, subhanallah, beautifully discussed the titles of Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Haydare Karrar, this is the title of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha. And another title, Mawla, that is also being discussed here. Then Laqabe Khak, this is another title of Hazrat Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, which was given by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Aba Turab. Subhanallah. So approximately in this couplet, Allah has brought three of the main titles of Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. And how beautifully he has brought this. Let's find out what he says. Allah says, the attacking line, Ali, Haydar-e Karrar, the line which strikes back and forth, again and again. Subhanallah. The attacking line, Ali, who is our master, Mawla, man kuntu Mawla, fahada Aliyun Mawla. This has been said by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And this title has also been brought in this couplet. The attacking line, Ali, who is our master, was bestowed by the emperor himself, the title of dust, turab. So what is the history behind it? The word Haydar, this is the title, this is laqab which is given to Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, Amirul Mu'mineen. This was given by the mother of Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Who was the mother of Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem? Hazrat Fatima Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anha. And at the time of the death of Sayyidatuna, Hazrat Fatima bint Asad radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hadihi ummi ba'da ummi. This is my mother after my mother. Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And what had happened? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went inside the qabr of Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate that lady was. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his own qamis mubarak, the shirt mubarak, Allahu Akbar, to this blessed and honorable lady, Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And because of that, the grave turned into radiance and buqa'i noor. Allahu Akbar, the light came inside the qabr. And Sahaba-i-Kiram, Allahu Akbar, they used to wish that if they had the same blessing too. Allah, Allah. Dear Islamic brother, this was the shan of the mother of Sayyidina Ali, Karramallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem, who had given this title of Haydar, Haydari Karrab, the one who strikes back and forth to Hazrat Ali, Karramallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem. And this is what Hazrat Ali, Karramallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem, used to say, that I am the one whose mother had kept my name as Haydar, subhanallah. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, what had happened actually, one day, Hazrat Ali, Karramallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem, he got upset at home, and he came out and he laid down on the earth of Masjid Nabawi, Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima, on the dust. And Aka alayhi salatu was salam came and said, Qum ya Aba Turab, Qum ya Aba Turab, Qum ya Aba Turab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, get up, O possessor of dust. Right? And this was the kunya which was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Ali, karranallahu ta'ala, wajhahul kareem, would love this kunya, Allahu Akbar, which was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that whenever somebody would call him with this kunya, he would remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he would love this kunya. This is what Allah Hazrat is saying here. Usne laqabe khak shahn shah se paya. Right? This turab's title, who had gone? Sayyidina Ali. From whom? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Usne laqabe khak shahn shah se paya. جو حیدر کرار کے مولا ہے ہمارا
اس نے لقب خاک شہنشاہ سے پایا اس نے لقب خاک شہنشاہ سے پایا جو ہے کردار کی مولا ہے ہمارا
سبحان اللہ. Another beautiful couplet of this kalam. ہے خاک سے تعمیر مزار شہ کونین ہے خاک سے تعمیر مزار شہ کونین معمور اسی خاک سے قبلہ ہے ہمارا معمور اسی خاک سے قبلہ ہے ہمارا. The Islamic brothers here, what Allah is saying, the tomb of the emperor of the worlds is made from this dust. Right? The Rauza-i Anwar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also been constructed with this dust. So, this dust has got its own sharaf because of that. Not only this, Allah says, our qibla, the Kaaba too is built from this very dust. Hai khaak se taamir mazare shahe kaun hai?
Hai khaak se taamir mazare shahe kaun hai? Hai khaak se taamir mazare shahe kaun hai? Maamoor معمور اسی خاک سے قبلہ ہے ہمارا معمور اسی خاک سے قبلہ ہے ہمارا.
Dear Islamic brothers, this is the maqta, the last and final couplet of this kalam. Al-Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman uses his takhallus, his name in this couplet. And he says, ہم خاک اڑائیں گے جو وہ خاک نہ پائی ہم خاک اڑائیں گے جو وہ خاک نہ پائی آباد رضا جس پہ مدینہ ہے ہمارا. So here Allah Hazrat has used an idiom in Urdu language which means that ہم خاک اڑائیں گے. That means if somebody is loser of something or he gets upset because he doesn't get something, so then it is said that khaak udayenge. So he has used this beautiful idiom here in this couplet. Ham khaak udayenge jo wo khaak na paaye. If we were not able to get the khaak of Medina, right? If we were not able to go to that Medina, that means we will be from the losers. Abad Raza jis pe Medina hai hamara, meaning that place upon which the city of Medina is there. If we are not able to go there, that means we are from the losers. O Raza, the dust upon which the city of the Prophet exists, we shall indeed be losers if we do not attain that dust. Hum khaak udayenge jo wo khaak na paaye.
Hum khaak udayenge jo wo khaak na paaye. Hum khaak udayenge jo wo khaak na paaye. Abad tera jis pe Medina hai hamara, abad raza jis pe Medina hai hamara. Hum khaki hai aur khaki hi mawa hai hamara. Khaki to wo aadam jate ala hai hamara.
Wo din khuda kare ke Madine ko jaye hum, wo din khuda kare ke Madine ko jaye hum, khaake dare rasool ka surma banaye hum. It is a prayer that may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala take me to Madinatul Nabi, zada Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. And I pray for all those viewers of Madani channel watching our program, for you too, may Allah ta'ala take you to that blessed city of Madinatul Nabi, where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is resting. And subhanallah, Aka alayhi salatu wa salam has said, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati. Who visited my grave, my shafa'at becomes wajib for him, subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, another beautiful message we need to understand from this kalam, that we are dust and we have been created from dust and we have to go back to that dust. Then why to be arrogant? Why to have proud in our life? Why not to be humble? Because we are dust and we have to go back to that dust. And this is what we need to understand, and we need to be down to earth. The Islamic brothers, our main origin and source is earth, source is dust, source is clay. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a proper understanding of being humble and down to earth. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We'll come back with another beautiful episode of Poems of Raza, with another beautiful and unique kalam from the gardens of Imam Ahl Sunnah poetry, inshallah azza wa jal. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and keep reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your heart will drown in the love of Mustafa.